We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
NFL draft is a week away, and we'll head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop, hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kind enough to join us here this morning from CBS Sports HQ is Emory Hunt. Emory, good morning. Thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Listen, Emory, I had you on the All Dolphins podcast. You are a tremendous hit on that show. So now I'm bringing you into WQAM airwaves so that you can educate this Dolphin fan base on this draft. You can find Emory's work at football. What is it, Emory?
Footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide.
Footballgameplan.com/2024draft guide. You can find him on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. And trust me, this is the most thorough analysis that you can find on the social media spaces. The Dolphins are looking for a offensive tackle, primarily a left tackle, that could potentially play guard in his first season, has the athleticism and mobility and footwork to play guard. Who do you think will be available at 21? And then if not at 21, who do you think will be the ideal fit at 55?
Well, maybe someone like Talese Fuaga could be available potentially out of Oregon State at pick 21. I know some people say he could potentially slide inside at guard, but we saw him dominate at defensive tackle. And the reason why people feel like he could, you know, slide in that guard is due to the fact that when he's facing longer arm defensive linemen, they have an opportunity to really get into his chest and set the edge. So that's not kind of what you want someone to be as a tackle, but you like the fact that he does a good job of getting out in front and meeting those guys at the point of attack and try to move guys off the spot. So that's somebody I could see potentially being there at 21. Maybe a Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, right tackle, 6'7", 322, large guy. Again, good core strength. Sometimes his hands are a little bit inconsistent. But down the line, you think, like, go back to a former Raging Cajun, Nathan Thomas out of Louisiana is another one that kind of on that same mold of what they had in Robert Hunt, who was a right tackle in college but kicked down inside, played some guard as a pro. I feel like Thomas could be of that same ilk as well.
How do you feel about Troy Fontenot from Washington? Do you think that he'll be there at 21, or do you see him as basically a top 15 selection?
I don't think he'll be there, and he's my number one tackle. And I feel like you leave him at tackle, even though he's 6'3", he has the requisite long arms that people, you know, look for. And the thing about him, Fontenot, what I loved about his game while grading him was the fact that when folks had the question about whether or not he's a tackle or, you know, a guard, and they're focusing solely on his height, not realizing you're watching him in the Pac-12 go up against Leiatu Latu, going up against Murphy, going up against the pass rushers from Oregon, going up against the pass rushers from USC and the Oregon State defensive line, Dorless, the interior lineman as well, coming out of Oregon. Is, you know, so we watched him play against elite-level talent, and you look at what he did against Texas. You know, you look at what he did against Michigan. So you're seeing him against top-tier pass rushers, so why not just leave him out there at tackle until he's proven otherwise? You see it work out for Rashawn Slater out there with the Chargers.
Yeah, we're also in need, desperate need, of some defensive tackle help, even though they've signed about a dozen guys who will be part of the training camp roster. But do you feel like the defensive tackle position, the Dolphins will be in position to be the first team to select one down there at 21? And if you were had your pick of the litter in terms of Newton and Murphy and Sweat, who would your selection be?
Well, now you're talking about two separate midfield defensive tackle. You're looking for a nose tackle or a D tackle. Because nose tackle, Sweat would definitely be there, but you could probably wait to round, another round to get Sweat. If you're looking for one of these quick defensive tackles, one of these guys that can really be a problem up front, and you kind of move around. I do like the versatility of Dwayne Carter out of Duke. I do feel like he could be a three technique, but also has some potential to play the five, which is kind of what you want in his Dolphins defense, because he can be an upfield penetrator. He also shows the strength to where he could hold his own at the point of attack. He could beat double teams. So he's kind of someone that you would really look for. If you want an explosive guy, I mean, Braden Fitz out of Florida State, just insane off the ball. And then just quickness and change of direction skills. His hand placement is where it needs to be. I know you brought up Murphy. Murphy, to me, is a good player. Reminds me a lot of what they produced a couple of years ago in Puna Ford, another undersized, quote-unquote, defensive tackle that's just been a really good pro. I love how strong he is at the point of attack as well. And you're right, they did sign a bunch of guys. And it's funny because the guys that they signed all kind of fit outside of Benito Jones, all sort of similar styles. Now, Tierre Tart is someone to keep an eye on because he's a really good football player, might be in line to start, to be honest. But everyone else kind of, they tell you where they kind of see the position. So they're looking for someone that's about 6'3", 300 pounds, and that's something that Dwayne Carter checks off immediately out of Duke.
Mm-hmm. You're here talking to Emory Hunt, or listening to Emory Hunt, CBS Sports HQ, also a Connor Allen analyst for College Football Games, and he's got his own draft guide, the owner of Football Game Plan. Receiver happens to be one of those positions where it's a glaring need along with safety for the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, this is supposedly one of the deepest receiver drafts in years, probably since that Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry class. Do you think who at 21 do you think will be there where if he's still on the board, the Dolphins absolutely have to rush to the stage and turn in the card?
I would love to see them get Ladd McConkey because I feel like he has inside-outside capability. He's explosive as all get out. He tracks the ball rather well. Reminds me a lot of what the Seahawks have in Tyler Lockett, someone that's going to be a problem on these deep over routes. And when you combine his speed and explosiveness alongside a Tyreek Hill and a Jalen Waddle, it's potential for points on the scoreboard in abundance. And it allows then, so if you really want, if you really like Braxton Berrios as a return specialist, it allows you to have him solely focused there while putting a guy like McConkey in a position to where he could have some success right away as a rookie. But I feel like McConkey would be exactly what they need because of, he fits the profile of speed, explosiveness, ability to track the deep ball, and the ability to really get open quickly. So that's someone I think would be almost a perfect fit for Miami.
And you see him as a first rounder?
Here's what I say. If you got a team and your job is banking on your team doing well, you can't worry about everybody else. Like, I'm going to take who I think the best player is. So if I think this dude can help my team, I'm taking him. Because when it's week 9 and we out there in the middle of the season and Ladd McConkey has like 5 receptions for 145 and you're like, man, that's great, but I wish we would have taken him like 2 rounds later. Like, nah, nobody's talking like that. Everybody's like, they glad he out there with that 5 for 125,
Emory, before we let you run here, I just want to ask you about the top of the draft. And I know, everyone has a different, mock draft at this moment with, whether it's 3 quarterbacks, 4 quarterbacks. How do you rank these guys as at the top of the draft here? Do you have maybe 1 or 2 that stand out as the best ones?
I have Caleb Williams, obviously, as my number 1 QB. My number 2 is Jayden Daniels. Now, my 3, 4, and 5 are a little bit different than everybody else because at 3, I love Spencer Rattler. So I would take him if I needed a quarterback. I would also roll the dice on a Jordan Travis. People act as if the guy lost his hips. He just broke an ankle. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it was gruesome, but this is someone that can still play the game. Now, he becomes a value pick for someone on day 3 because you kind of want to nurse him back to full strength, and he has the luxury of being you can use to stash him. But at 5, I do have Drake May. So if you're ranking those 5 and taking away number 3 and number 4, I feel like it's going to go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then Drake May.
Interesting. I like you threw those other two names in. It gives us a little something to think about here. Emory, I want to thank you for the time this morning. It's great to have you on. And, again, you can follow his work, footballgameplan.com, at FBallGamePlan on Twitter. Thank you, Emory, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.